This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new representative in Michigan's 60th State House District next year. Sean McCann is running for state Senate, which creates an open seat. Mike Perrin is the Republican nominee for the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Mike Perrin, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Gordon, for having me.
We're also joined by WMUK reporter Savilla Mann.
Hello, Gordon.
Mike Perrin, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for state house?
Okay. Well, my name is Mike Perrin. I've lived in Kalamazoo for over 14 years. I got my bachelor's degree and my master's degree here from Western Michigan University. I'm married with two children. My wife is a special education teacher in Kalamazoo, and my two children are 8 and 6. The reason I'm mainly running for state representative in the 60th district is I'm really strong on reviving education in Michigan. Job growth, limiting taxes. I'm a very pro-constitutional guy, and I just think we need a good representative, somebody that's lived in the district for a while, somebody that's been involved, to step up and take on the new challenge.
Savilla, first question for Mike Perrin.
Let's start with education. When you say reviving education, what do you have in mind?
Well, right now we are under the Common Core standard in the state of Michigan. And as my wife is a teacher, as I said before, and talking with other educators, Common Core is kind of a one-size-fits-all way of education. It focuses mainly on math and reading. What it does that really hurts teachers is that it takes away some of their creativity. Not only that, is with Common Core, the limited amount of education that gets to our children because it's government controlled and not locally controlled has a big effect on the way that our youth learn.
What about charter schools? The Detroit Free Press did a big series just recently, found that there were some problems with accountability, money that couldn't be documented, that sort of thing, going to some of the charter schools in the state. Does the state need some tougher oversight on charters and how they're spending taxpayer dollars?
You know, I don't really know. I'll be honest with you. I mean, obviously, any education system that is monitored by the state, they should be watching it.
Savilla?
What about funding from the state for public K through 12 education? Are you satisfied with the current level?
You know, I think that we should try to put more into our education system. I think where there's resources available, we should try to put it into the education system. Education is the building block that provides us with the workforce of tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, I think that if we can invest in our youth and our children, we'll have less violence on the street, we'll have better educated people, and we'll have a better opportunity to grow.
Where would you get additional money if you're going to put it into K through 12 education?
Don't we all wish we had that answer? You never know. There's obviously some overspending in a lot of different departments. And what Michigan really needs to do is kind of get and collaborate with all the legislatures, find out where money's being wasted, where money's not needed, where money's surplus, and, you know, kind of go through and find ways to allocate that money to where it actually is needed and invest in Michigan.
Savilla.
Let's talk about roads.
I knew that was coming.
It always comes up if you've driven on a road in Michigan recently. You know roads are an issue. When it comes to roads, Governor Snyder has said the state needs somewhere between $1 billion, $1.5 billion, maybe even north of that, dollars to get the roads not beautiful and perfect, but acceptable and good. And I'm wondering, from your perspective, is that a figure you would agree with? And where does the money come from?
You know, it's very good questions. And to be honest, I don't know. A lot of people don't know. The governor doesn't know. I don't know what the exact cost would be. I don't think anybody does. If you drive around Michigan, which I drive around constantly, especially with my job, I mainly work in the Sturgis-St. Joe County area. I mean, yeah, the roads are rough and they're bad. And in order to bring businesses to Michigan, we need to invest in the roads in order to make, you know, traffic and infrastructure, you know, better. How to get the money without raising taxes? I don't know. I'm not a big proponent of a guy who likes to raise taxes. I'm not for tax raising. But I also understand that it is very important to make sure that we have good, safe, quality roads.
What about vehicle registration fees?
It's a thought. I mean, I could see that. They're pretty high as they are now. I mean, you know, depending on the type of car you have, your plates are going to cost you different amounts of money and stuff like that. So it really just depends. It depends on the amount of fee. It depends on, I mean, if you're talking 25 cents per driver in the, you know, state of Michigan, and if that could raise the money, I think, you know, most voters would be okay with a 25 cent increase. But that's not for me to say. That's up for the people that I support to say. That's up for the people of the 60th district to kind of come to me and say, hey, Mike, we need to, you know, talk to you about this legislation. We need to talk to you about this tax. And I would be grateful to hear from anybody, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if the people who I'm supporting and voicing for, which is everyone here in the 60th district, then I have to listen to them and I have to go with their judgment, whether I like it or not.
Sevilla?
You mentioned the role of good roads and the health of the economy in the state. In terms of growing the economy in general, what's your approach to that?
Well, you know, I would say right now we're on kind of the right track, you know, with Governor Snyder doing the right to work legislation, which did not eliminate unions. I mean, a lot of people out there, you know, on one side of the fence say, oh, we've destroyed the union system. The unions aren't destroyed. They just gave people a right to work. It's if you want to be a union member, be a union member. But if you don't, then now you don't have to be. You don't have to take that extra money and pay for their support or, you know, guidance. But I'm sorry, go back to what you were asking again. What was...
How do you grow the state's economy? Where do you put your efforts? Do you cut taxes for businesses? Where do you put your money?
Well, I mean, a lot of small businesses, you know, are being taxed. And we just recently did the small business tax elimination on the last ballot. So that kind of eliminated... personal property tax. Eliminated, you know, businesses paying over and over again, you know, on a tax of, you know, stuff that they've already had and paid taxes on. I think that's the right steps that we're doing to bring people here. You know, with the right to work, the elimination of the personal property tax for small businesses, it's really starting to open the door. We haven't seen the influx of it yet. It's just something that just recently passed. It's kind of being slowly weeded out. But I think those are on the right step. So as your next state representative, I would be in support and favor of continuing ideas and growth of that nature to have that happen.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Mike Perrin. He is the Republican nominee in Michigan's 60th State House District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Also here is WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann. Sevilla.
The Environmental Protection Agency has pushed back the date for its announcement on the Allied Paper site in Kalamazoo a few times, but it will be making that announcement at some point. As to how it plans to deal with that site, whether that's hauling away the PCB-contaminated dirt or capping it, leaving it there, containing it, which is not a popular option locally, what's your stance on what needs to happen at Allied Paper?
Well, obviously, we need to make the site safe, and we need to make it safe for the residents in the 60th District and all of Michigan. Contaminated material could be bad and could spread to everyone. So, yeah, we need to look into it. We need to make sure that that whatever happens is that, you know, the people around it are safe and that we take care of it in a proper manner.
Do you think the state should allow hydraulic fracturing or fracking, or should there be tighter regulations on it if it's going to exist?
That one's a tough one. I've flipped back and forth. You know, there's different pros and cons to it. I know it's been done for years. What it does long term on the environment, I don't know. I wished I could tell everybody out there listening right now that I have a 100% way that I feel about it, but I have flipped, you know, sides back and forth. And I would need to know more and learn more and really in-depthly study it when that comes up.
Sevilla.
the state's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act currently doesn't cover discrimination based on sexual orientation. So currently it's legal to deny someone housing or a job if they're gay or lesbian, or in any case, if that person objects to the other person's sexual orientation. Would you support amending the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to change that?
You know, I know John Hoadley is...
Hoadley,
is very much in support of doing that, too. And, you know, discrimination is horrible and awful everywhere, and bullying. I mean, it's bad. Would I support it? Yes, probably. I would support, you know, adding that, you know, the GLBT community be added to that. You know, we don't want people to be discriminated against. I'm a very constitutional guy. I mean, all men are created equal, you know, in the eyes of our forefathers. And we should treat everybody as they should be treated, which is great. I mean, no discrimination whatsoever.
These courts are ultimately going to decide this, but where do you come down on same-sex marriage?
I'm against it. I'm for traditional marriage. I mean, it's my Catholic upbringing that, you know, God's law is man marries a woman. So I believe in marriage being more of a religious, you know, sort of sacrament, and the state just sort of accepts it. So for gay marriage and the state of Michigan, I know it's going to be decided ultimately probably by the Supreme Court, but personally I'm against it.
Let me ask you about some various sort of governmental reforms that come up just about every election cycle. Do you think that Michigan should keep its current setup for term limits?
Term limits?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Keep them where they're at.
I think there should be term limits on everybody. On everybody. Senators, congresspeople, everybody should have term limits. Nobody should be in office for longer than 3 terms and 2 years apiece. Or I would say the maximum should be 8 years, period, for anybody, period.
Do you favor any changes in the way that they currently draw legislative districts? It's currently done by the legislature and has to be signed by the governor. So as some people have said, what this amounts to is politicians picking their voters instead of the other way around. Are you okay with it?
Well, you know, we just got redistricted. That's why we have the new Senate position open up with, Sean McCann and Margaret O'Brien going for it. That's a pretty even district. I mean, Democrats and Republicans are about 50-50 in that area. But
that's pretty rare across the state. If you look at most other districts, the primary is often where the race is settled.
Well, to be honest, you know, I only know what's kind of more local here, you know, to be solid on. I don't know what they're doing over in Macomb County or somewhere like that. I haven't really investigated how they redistrict over there. But what I can do is speak from personal knowledge of what's going on over here. When we redistricted over here, it made it more equal. It made it, you know, a very equal, viable spot for, you know, Republicans and Democrats to go at.
That state Senate district was.
Yes. Yes.
Now, some people will look at the state House district you're running in and say,
it's 70-30.
There you go.
Yes, I'm the underdog, folks. Right now it's 70% Democrat, I think 30% Republican, you know, viewed. And, you know, Kalamazoo's been known for that, but I've loved the community. I've loved this area. But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something here. Everybody that's listening, one of the main top other reasons that I'm running is I'm giving somebody else the chance to go, you know what, I don't like that guy. Man, why isn't there just somebody I can support and vote for, like a Republican that I want? That's why I'm there, man. I'm giving people a choice.
Mike Perrin, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Perrin is the Republican nominee for the 60th State House District. That includes the city of Kalamazoo. And also thanks to WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann.
Thank you, Gordon.
Other candidates have been invited for interviews on West Southwest. We'll bring those interviews to you between now and Election Day. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.